The coronavirus infection rate has been creeping up in New York, though it still remains well below the rates in most other states. Governor Andrew Cuomo is arguing, though, that the 20 COVID-19 hotspots in New York should not count against the state's overall low numbers. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Cuomo, in his daily briefings with reporters, has offered two sets of numbers lately. One is what the virus transmission rate is overall in the state, and two, what the rate would be if 20 areas identified as hotspots were not counted. For instance, on October 13th, the rate in the clusters was 6.29%. That brought the statewide average up to over 1%. But without the hotspots, the number of positive cases was just under 1%. Cuomo says it makes sense to make that distinction because more testing is done in the hotspots.
You have an oversample of the highest infection rate in the state, the clusters, so it skews the number. So it's 1.1 skewed in the state. It's 0.95 without the skew.
The governor says New York is also identifying and reporting the virus clusters more accurately than some other states. He says New York's health officials have developed a more precisely targeted way to measure transmission and has the capacity to see things you normally don't see.
We have flare-ups because in this state we have a microscope and the other states don't have a microscope. If you don't have a microscope, you don't see a lot of things.
Cuomo's arguments, though, are reminiscent of those of President Trump. He said in September that the nation's infection rate would be lower if you did not count the number of cases in Democratic-led or blue states. Trump repeated that claim on the Fox Business Channel on October 15th. Trump has also frequently said that with less testing, there would be fewer coronavirus cases to report. Rich Azzopardi, senior advisor to the governor, says Cuomo is actually saying the opposite of what Trump's saying. Azzopardi says Trump advocates for less testing, while the state health department is actually doing more intensified testing, and the rapid tests used in the hotspots are resulting in the higher positive numbers. Azzopardi says it makes sense to provide context. The state's numbers in recent days also show that hospitalizations for the disease are steadily climbing. There are also rising incidence of positive cases in the schools. The governor's framing of the state's infection rate also comes during a week when he released a memoir. It chronicles how he successfully lowered the rate of infection in New York, which in the spring was the nation's epicenter for the virus. State Senator Jim Todisco, a Republican who has been at odds with the governor over nursing home policies during the pandemic, says perhaps the governor was too hasty to write the book before the crisis is over. Todisco spoke at a rally protesting the state's strict visitation rules at nursing homes.
I think he made a big mistake now when we're still in the midst of this problem.
The governor agrees that the crisis is far from over. He says he expects microcluster outbreaks that the state is experiencing now to flare up for at least another year, even after there's a vaccine. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.